I love when we talk about optimization of our internet habits. And Ned, you have a tip for us today that should help people on this topic.
Yeah, you might notice that sometimes you're doing things on the internet and the browser you're using doesn't work very well, and other times it works brilliantly, be it Safari, be it Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, whatever you're using, Firefox. And the reason is that different browsers are designed to do different things. Some browsers are more privacy focused and they're entirely focused on like reducing the amount of ads you see and reducing the amount of tracking you're doing, but they're not as optimized for things like, for instance, I use Google Chrome specifically to record with Ariel because the app that we use works best on Google Chrome, and every other browser I've ever tried to use it with, it gets a little funky. But I use Zen Browser on my day-to-day because it has a left side tab structure that I really enjoy when I'm like going through my work stuff, and I can just have everything on the left and not have a crazy tab bar at the top. But I use the Opera browser for watching things on my computer because I found that it handles like streaming video the best. All of this to say is you should check out the things you do a lot and see if there are browsers that are really good at those things, and then put those browsers on your computer. Try not to have too many browsers open at once. That can eat up your memory a lot. But if you have them, you can optimize the way you use things. It also allows you to say, like, all my work stuff, Microsoft Edge, which means whenever I look at my normal browser, I'm never seeing my work stuff. This is a way that I have found really great for separating things in my life.
I love this tip, Ned. Very helpful for me as somebody who has a million tabs open right now. Tippendales, let us know how many tabs you have open right now. Leave us a comment. And also feel free to share your tips with us, dailytipspodcast.com. We have a form where you can submit, and we'd love to shout you out on this here podcast/internet show.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.